And so it was that we began, well, lapping the house. On the second lap, I saw Pete's head poking out of the iris patch. Hey, Pete, great to see you again. Listen, pal, could you come out here for a second? I've been thinking about all the mean things I've done to you, and hey, I think it's time for us to, you know, patch things up. What do you think? He stared at me as I raced past, then turned his eyes to the coyotes. I saw the blur of his tail, and he was gone, the little sneak. Can you believe he'd turn his back on a couple of friends and just leave us to be? He would pay for this. And for his phony information about the potted chicken. What a pack of lies. I'd never believe one word of it. On the third lap around the house, I knew that we were in serious trouble. We still had a slim lead on the Brotherhood, but they were gaining ground on every lap. Sell the farm hadn't worked, and we had no choice but to initiate desperate measures. Go to sirens and lights, flares and whistles, the whole nine yards of countermeasures that might save our lives. Yes, I knew we would waken the house. Yes, I knew that when awakened from peaceful sleep, our human friends tended to be, how can I say this? They tended to be angry and irrational. But once they understood the seriousness of our situation, they would probably be angry and irrational. But maybe they would turn their anger and irration against the cannibals instead of their loyal dogs. And so it was that on lap number four, I went to full countermeasures. I barked, I howled, I moaned, I barked some more. What did Drover do? I'm not sure, for you see, somewhere between laps number one and number two, he had vanished without a trace, the little... How did he do that? I didn't know. If I had known, I would have tried it myself. I mean, in the middle of a chase, how did the runt just disappear? And if those coyote brothers were such hotshot trackers, why hadn't they followed Drover's scent instead of mine? Oh well. I went to full countermeasures, and we're talking about loud barking that was full of distress and concern. As I approached Loper and Sally Mae's bedroom window on lap number five, I heard a welcome sound.